The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops. What's happening, everybody? We're back after YouTube kicked us off, but then I got the episode back. Episode 31. Bro, YouTube was like, you niggas gotta go.
I got so many tweets because, you know, I had to leave a little early. They were like, bro, yo, Jay broke the show. Y'all got
everybody's like, yo, you broke the show because I played damn near everything we had. But yo, it's me, resident super villain, Mr. Jay Washington, and that's the swaggy blur, Winston A. Washington. Man, when I tell you, I was like feeling good, and all of a sudden I played a video, and I came back to it and looked at the viewer counter, and it was at zero, and I was like, what the fuck? Just had no, it said one. Then all of a sudden,
person on Twitch, and then because all the YouTube people were gone because you broke the show.
Hey, bro, I break the internet. That's what it is.
Oh my God.
Well, we thank you all for rocking with us. As always, you know the drill. If you want to donate, get your questions in streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/TIP. streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/TIP. You want to do our first segment? Let's do it with our guests because this would be a special time.
Bring your guests in, man.
So, our guest today, man, I'm always trying to get some dope people I know in on the show, and this brother is one of them. Him and I started together back in the city of Wynn doing stand-up, and since then, that man has elevated his game and his career so much. He was in New York hosting one of three dudes hosting the Knitting Factory, along with Will Miles and Kitty DeForest, taking over from the legendary Hannibal Buress, having it, but he is also a writer. He wrote on the show Rules. I just had the damn thing. Where'd it go? See?
You reset your computer, dumbass.
That's what happened. He wrote on the show. You know what? Look, I've been trying to make sure I don't break this shit again. But you've seen him on Fox, HBO, Comedy Central, everything else. Please, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my boy, Mr. Clark Jones. What up, bro?
No man.
Hey, man. Yeah. That classic black dude posted in the background. Oh,
is that
man.
Behind me? Is that what's behind? I didn't even know that was right behind me, Dad.
It's perfectly placed. What's going on, bro?
What's happening, man? Just maintaining, you know.
I feel it, man.
You're growing, everything's good. I haven't met you before, bro. How you doing?
Yeah, what's good? I'm Winston, brother. Nice to meet you, man.
Oh, nice to meet you too, bro.
Yeah, no, he's talked a lot about you, man. I was like, all right, what I need to know about this dude? Like, is he gonna come in here? Is he gonna be swearing this shit? Is he like one of them witty niggas? Like, what are we looking at? He's like, oh, all of that. He'll cut your ass out and confuse you at the same time.
In the quarantine, I never know what I'm gonna be until the like. until it's finished, then I'm like, oh, okay, that's what I am.
That's how you know niggas in quarantine, because when all of a sudden you popped up on the gram with blonde hair, I was like, the quarantine got to this nigga.
Now it's the trend. Now I see him more comics. I'm like, dang, bro.
I have noticed that too.
Let me get a cut though. Let me get a little 5%.
Yeah, man. So we do this segment every week between Winston and I. We figured instead of starting off like we do with just the two of us, we're going to have you in on it. So I'm going to start with Winston first with our normal weekly segment that everybody knows about. It's called, nigga, what you been doing?
Shit, nigga. I mean, you know, first of all, I told you today, I wish I had been able to tell you sooner that Bloodsoe's down here. Are you in Chicago still, Clark?
No, he in L.A.
You know about Bloodsoe's then, I'm assuming.
I do know about Bloodsoe's.
Bro, so Kingsford Charcoal, they've had a $5,000 tab set up at Bloodsoe's today. So if you use that code, you got $23 off. Now, when my girlfriend said it to me, she's like, and then it's free. I was like, it's free? Nigga, tell me why I ran up $150 worth of barbecue being like, I'm about to get all this shit. And then they were like, okay, that'll be $130.07. And I was like, no, it's supposed to be free. Why are you doing this, Jay? Why?
Go ahead.
Okay. I just take it for a ride. So does the code not work?
It did, but it only gives you $23 off. The idea is that they didn't want one dude buying $5,000 worth of barbecue, as I was prone to do, Okay. So you got $23. So I went and adjusted it and got a meal that would have been normally $30 for seven, left like a $15 tip since I'm getting a bunch of free ass food. And bruh, I'm screwed because Jay and I do these workouts, and today is speed 3.0, which is like
hell in a handbag.
100 burpees in 25 minutes. I'm gonna be throwing up after like the first 2 minutes, bruh. But other than that, you know,
my biggest question is, is that code still available?
Yeah, try it.
It is. It might be, but here's the deal. So when Winston hit me, I'm in Young Tarjay, right? I'm in Tarjay trying to grab some healthy things. The first thing this nigga says on the phone is like, "Hey, bro, how you feel about a cheat day?" And I was like, "All right, what you talking about? Like, it's got to be worth it if I'm gonna do a cheat day, right?" He was like, "Yo, you know Blood Souls? It's only black on." But I was like, "Nigga, I know what Blood Souls is." Yeah. And so he tells me the code, and I go to try to put it in. This shit was like, "Your earliest pickup time is at 2:15 p.m." I was like, "Well, I won't be able to do that because
I even told Jay, I was like, if you want to do the show by yourself, I'll go get you food." But you know what I'm saying? Like, I need to get an earlier order, bro.
That's a friend, indeed.
Yeah. Yeah, but the code might still work because I don't know how it was spread. Like I said, my girlfriend took what she just said. She said, "I'm sorry, I was just excited," because she didn't convey it very clearly in the text. It was like, "It's free." I was like, "Okay." But try the code out, see if it works. You know what I'm saying? It's here it is. So Kingsford, you type that in the checkout and you get $23.50 off your order. See if it works, man. Because why not? Like, I'm full on brisket right now. Like, I
thought he was getting $150 worth of food for $23.
Oh my God, bro. I ordered a chicken. I ordered brisket. I ordered links. I got collard greens. I got mashed potatoes. I got cornbread. I got a peach cobbler. I was going fucking ham. Then they were like, "Nah, you owe us like $100-something." I said, "The fuck I do? You better go ahead and take the order."
Ordered a picnic and thought he was going to get a picnic worth of food.
Just about to put it in the fridge. Have barbecue for the week, bro.
He's about to have the cookout.
That everybody's talking about. Always telling white people they can come to.
So since that, you got anything else, Winston?
I mean, that's pretty much it. I'm same waiting game. You know how slow this industry moves, man. So like, I'm waiting to hear about some stuff. Like, I mean, you know, who knows how this plays out one way or the other. I'm hopefully, you know, crossing fingers, everything's all bueno, but I'm good. But I gotta ask you, Jay.
No, I'm gonna acquiesce to our guests first.
Oh, well then excuse me. Mr. Jones, nigga, what you been doing?
Oh, man. I forgot that was the question. I've been, like, just creating, man. Like, the writer's room for our show stopped about, I want to say, the end of May. And then I've been making these custom shirts and masks. And like just fucking with, I've been at Michael's a lot. Speaking of discounts, I really, you know how you don't really sign up for something to like the fifth or sixth time.
Yep.
Like you should have been got your account ready from the first time so you could have really got all the benefits.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So like, I really have lost count by the number of times. I was going to Joanne's, but they ran out of everything, but I'm making like masks and I'm using t-shirts and I'm ordering all this stuff and like doing custom sneakers and all this just to keep my creativity segment going, including and still writing. So like just anything. If I find something that I feel like I want to make, I just make it.
I respect it, man. I respect it. And especially, you know, someone was saying if you have a thing in the mask, man, people might be trying to cop some. You got one on you?
Show your product, bro. That's why, bro. Hey, man, you think I just brought you on this show just to bring you on this show?
Before you go, ask Jay the question, and then you can go grab the mask real quick.
Nigga, this is nigga. What the fuck you been up to?
Nigga, I've been out here in these streets trying to work out like a slave, letting Sean T abuse the fuck out of me. Still writing, you know what I'm saying? Working on a pilot. I got a couple of auditions I'm doing, so I got a couple of voiceover joints from that. Trying to get myself together. My birthday's next Tuesday, so next week's edition of the show is my birthday show. So I'm going to the crib for the birthday because, like, it ain't shit to do here in LA, as we all realize. But granted, yeah. I'm not going to go and try to be ratchet back at the city. I'm like, I'm going to hang with just the people I know who've been keeping themselves like to themselves. So like that'll be really it. And also, I got real proud of myself yesterday after our workout. So I posted this on my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. It was like, hey, out here trying.
Of course you uploaded that.
Goddamn right I did. Why do you think I have my phone together?
Listen. Now I understand. I was like, why the fuck is he? And now I get it.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I know we blocking all faces, but that picture on the left, I was about 4'4", 30 at the time.
Wow.
Squeezing in a pair of size 46 Dickies. The suspenders looked like they was calling on Jesus. That thermal I had was stretched out to the point where it could cover a fire truck. And now this is me some 200 pounds later, you know what I'm saying, down to a size 38 in jeans, 2XLs and t-shirts. So that was like really motivating for me, noticing the difference and everything. So like I said, when this nigga asked me about a cheat day today, I was like, all right, but then I told my roommate, I was like, when he told me, I started looking at blood cells. I was like, all right, what they got in the chicken? Just let me see what type of barbecue chicken. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I was just looking at that shit, trying to figure out how to do it. But go get your mask. We'll handle this. You go get your merch. We'll handle this till you get back. So let me drop that. Boom. You already know what to put back up, Winston. You got it?
Oh, no, I got it. I got it. Well, you're talking about this? I mean, we don't really need to.
We don't need it. Technically, we don't need it.
We'll be right back, but it's fine. Okay. Why don't we get into our first story and we can cool him in when he comes in?
All right, cool. So the Democratic National Convention kicked off yesterday, and they are doing it smart, doing it virtual because of the situation we're in with COVID-19. We still
don't play the campaign at it until it gets here in case he hasn't seen it.
You can't play that.
He has to see it.
You already know. Like, so y'all already know I find weird shit every week, and I found something that I showed Winston saw before the show. But this year seemed to be riddled with messages, as they were saying. It didn't seem to be clear and concise. And I do attribute part of that to the fact that it was virtual and digital. So everybody had to do their parts at home. You get what I'm saying? So one of the big things that stood out was Michelle Obama's keynote speech, right? And it wasn't the speech in itself told us about everything that was going on, why we should vote for Biden, no matter how you may feel about Joe Biden. And for some reason, the issue about Kamala Harris being black, which I need people to stop that shit off jump. People trying to say she's not black. Well, you already got Republicans trying to say she shouldn't be allowed to because of her mother being Indian, her father being Jamaican. Like, yo, the chick grew up
The argument at the birther argument again?
Yeah.
That was already proven wrong. I mean, but if you notice, this only happens. And now you've now had twice two black candidates that are in serious contention for the White House, whether it be president or vice president. All of a sudden, this birther bullshit comes up again. But let's just call it for what it is. It's straight stone cold racism, my guy. Like you could do the same shit about Trump if you wanted to. Like I actually saw a meme where someone was like, did you know that blah, 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 and his dad did this and all that, whatever, whatever. And like, he shouldn't be eligible to run for president. Like it's complete bullshit, but it's a tactic that they use in the same way that you see it. I mean, Fox News loves to spew like fear to them old white people and be like, she's not even really American. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's that same tired ass bullshit.
But if you call them out on it, they instantly will tell you that they're not being racist. You know what I'm saying? So right. Clark is back with one of the masks he did, which I need. Oh my God. Only the true. Oh man. Listen, Whitley, Dwayne, Ronald, Kimberly, Winifred, Shaza, a different world, baby.
I'm in that age group.
I'm right outside it, so I never watched a different one, unfortunately.
Oh, Clark, we had a whole thing with me and this nigga on air about that. Like he was like, I ain't watched a different world. I was like, nigga, how you ain't watch a different world? You ain't watching Freddie Gibbs.
Because you have to remember when Fresh Prince came out, I would have been like what, six, I believe. Five, six. So like I watched the hell out of that because I was at, but like a different world, remember, was right on the heels of the Cosby Show. So you're talking like the end of the 80s, early 90s. It just, I was too young.
That's fair.
I would go, I'll go back at some point. You just know there's a million.
See, fucking I hate how would he say that too? That's what unnerves me the most. We'd be like, I'll go back at some point in life.
No, like, because nigga, when shit like Pussy Valley come out, how the fuck you not gonna watch P Valley, my guy?
Hey, Clark, you watch P Valley, bro?
I'm gonna get around to it at some point.
Oh, I see. I see what you do.
I'm gonna definitely get it. Don't see now. You see how it feels, right? You know I'm right. Not gonna watch it.
I'm gonna get around to it.
Only thing I'm definitely gonna watch is the new Jamie Foxx thing. I just haven't had time.
Project Power is dope.
I heard it's so dope.
It's dope.
But yeah, just to put a button on it, yeah. So like I put these on because these were my favorite characters from the show. Word. And somebody ordered a Tribe Called Quest members yesterday, and I'm really excited about these. These are hand sewn patches that I've also put on the front of the mask, and they're Bella canvas, so they're soft. The material, like if you look close, whatever, you can see that it's a soft material, so it's comfortable. And yeah, everybody needs a mask.
Sure.
Hey, so y'all hear that? Everybody need a mask. So real quick, his dog chewing shit on the show. This is what happened. If people want to hit you up ASAP to try to get a mask from you, tell them how to get in touch with you.
Just hit me on any of the social medias at the Clark Jones THEE, like it is on the it should
that's
be
it right there.
That's so it right there.
So when you left, right before when you came back, we started talking about the DNC. How the Democratic National Convention, how it was a little bit disoriented for day one, but it was seeming, seems it was like because everybody had to do their part virtual.
Yeah, that, I mean, it's not the DNC, just like these Zoom comedy shows isn't actually stand-up.
Right.
It's like this impression of it. I also think the Democrats should have went second. Like, I feel like the Republicans are looking like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, I won't go first.
So but also it's like when you look at it, you hear who the Republican National Convention has speaking, nigga Scott Baio and Ted Nugent. Like you trying to get like who?
They still, like they still trying to figure it out too. Like it could be last second changes at any point. When you let somebody else go first, then it's almost like you can go, oh, okay, we don't need or we do need. You know what I mean? It's very sneaky to me.
But I also think the other thing about it, honestly, is that like you got to look at the fact that like they pulled it off by having, you know, Clint Eastwood talk to a fucking chair. You know what I'm saying? And they pulled it off with like Scott Baio's bitch ass talking the first time, too. You know, so like I don't it's not a bad thing to have celebrities step up. Like they've been clowning Marco Rubio, as they should have, for trying to come at Eva Longoria, even though she's one of the most educated people in Hollywood. So yep. Everything she was speaking on, she has a degree on. But, like, let's be honest here. It's not coming down to your random celebrity endorsements at these national conventions. It's coming down to how you actually run this motherfucking race, as it has been proven before. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but that doesn't mean that we can't talk about some of the fly-ass shit that got put out, like Vincent Fox's ad, bro. Go ahead.
We'll talk about that in a second. Give me a second about that. So, Michelle Obama was the keynote speaker, former first lady. And we don't have a whole speech because she hit a lot of great points. But we got the end of it that put a button on everything she needed to say. It's perfect. Check this out.
Donald Trump is the wrong president for our country. He has had more than enough time to prove that he can do the job, but he is clearly in over his head. He cannot meet this moment. He simply cannot be who we need him to be for us. It is what it is.
She dead ass used Donald Trump's own line on him. It is what it is.
Well, and they're saying next week Melania going to say the same thing in case you missed it.
Bro.
I know. She's going to say it is. She's going to say, is it? What is it?
It's done. Be it is.
Is it done?
Be what it is.
Well, I mean, they've been showing videos now. Melania looked like she's completely over this shit. And I think we've all established that from jump.
She don't get a pass.
She don't get a pass at all.
But you if you ever watched Arrested Development, my guy?
Yeah.
Because she definitely looks like the motherfucker's talking about, I think I made a huge mistake. Like every time I see her on camera, she looks like.
And if this was TV, I'd be laughing right along with it. But no, 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 no.
Oh, this is that real life, though. Like, it's a whole different ball game to that.
This is what it is.
So after that, as we all know, former Mexican President Vicente Fox has been a very vocal opponent against Donald Trump. Hella vocal. Well, he also decided to drop his campaign ad. Check this out.
And I know you have come to expect hats now. So I have ordered 5 million of this. Always ask before grabbing a pussy. You like? I have some other ones. 65 million is more than 62 million. Putin is not my puppy. Trump has baby fingers. Not afraid of stairs. America, the rest of the world looks up to you. We're counting on you. So you don't have to vote for me, but please elect someone who will make a better president than Donald Trump. Like this mug or this tape, hell, at this point, we will even take another Bush.
This ad was paid for by the ghost of Donald Trump's dead dad, who was looking up from hell with shame in his eyes.
What is happening?
Ooh, that last line, bro. Holy fuck.
Bro. But listen, real quick, Streamlabs, before we go further into that, Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/TIP, Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/tip. Let me bring out some of the first ones. Corey Scott Johnson, thank you for your donations. He said two things. First, man, did you see the first episode of Lovecraft Country? HBO out here killing it with black sci-fi fantasy. The tensest I've ever been watching a sunset. I haven't seen it yet, you guys?
I haven't had a chance to, man.
Just clips.
Right, I'm going to check it out. They say this was Journey Smollett's weekend. Birds of Prey dropped on HBO and then Lovecraft Country. Corey Scott Johnson also says, also, Jay, the Bears should do their smorgasbord of tight ends when New Mutants did to Cecilia Reyes' black side. Act like it doesn't exist.
Wow.
Fuck.
That's a deep cut.
That's the nerve.
Bro, they're getting creative on how they burn, you know. I love it. I fucking love it.
Corey Scott Johnson is getting better. I give him this prop.
Yeah. Man.
Cynthia Rogers, thank you. I think that's your friend, Cynthia Rogers Winston. She says, hi.
Yeah, Cindy, yeah.
And Alberto Rios, thank you so much for your donation. A matter of fact, Alberto Rios' one-on-one with the supervillain is up in the Patreon. Matter of fact, it goes up after we're off the air for this one. So I got his coming up, Rudy Weidas, and a bunch more. So I wanted to get those out there real quick. Streamlabs.com/blurredsinthehood/.
Up and his internet went out. As he said, it happens, man. Actually, you know what Jay probably did? Because let's see if it's his phone or it's his computer. Okay,
no, it was just me being dumb and literally clicking the refresh button.
I was about to make fun of you because I was gonna say, like, this nigga probably did as he normally does. He'll slide his chair 1 second, knock all the power out in his room because he knocked out the fucking
right.
So I want y'all thoughts on that Vicente Fox ad though. We got to talk that.
I mean, that's fire to me, man. I mean, look, I feel like at this point, it's, again, it can't just be jokes. Because, look, we've had SNL, we've had Daily Show, we've had every late-night person cracking jokes on Trump. The nigga still won. So I'm not saying that this isn't important. I think that this is. And he got some burners in there. God damn. Like, this comes from his dead dad looking up, looking down.
From looking up from hell.
Shit, bro. But I just really hope that the Democrats have more than jokes. Like that's what I'm hoping, is that they actually go out and do this motherfucking thing, man. But that was great.
Hello.
Clark,
I've seen, like you said, we've seen so many jokes in the past like my whole life, Donald Trump's been on TV, so we've seen. But that was savage, right? And I was like, "Damn, is this went further than SNL would even go? It was long too. That was like 90 seconds at least."
Yeah, that was a full like.
Oh, there's more. but all that to be said, man, it's like I just don't understand how anybody's undecided at this point. Like, what are they waiting on? You know.
Yep.
It's weird when you hear that. It's weird when you keep hearing that people like, I'm undecided. And you're, it's one of those, what more do you need to make a decision at this point?
Yeah. He's saying shit that he's not supposed to say. Like he's saying the quiet part loud now with his motivation for everything, including the post office and with Israel and like all anything that you any proof that you need is right there.
But the Senate is scared of his base. That is it's like people like, oh, the Senate is scared of Donald Trump. They're not scared of Donald Trump. They're scared of the people that vote for Trump because they got to vote for them as well. And so because of that, you know, because of that, they'll leave him in office, which has fucked all of us royally, which I'm like, you know, people bring back the crime bill with Joe Biden and whatnot. And we talked about that, Winston, how, yes, that is a thing, but it wasn't, you know, people will go, oh, well, they were putting people in jail for weed. Weed was illegal back in the 90s.
But yeah. Also, if you go look at Kamala's record, she actually has more tossed out marijuana convictions than any other DA in California in their tenure. Like, that's the thing. Like, I know people want to clown her for a lot of, like, yes, there was a number of people during her administration that did go to jail, but it is on record how many of those cases didn't even go to trial. She just said, fuck it, throw it away. Wait.
Yeah, most of the people didn't go to prison, even though they had the convictions. But it ain't even about that anymore, in my humble opinion.
Right.
Look, they're the police, whether we like it or not. Biden and Kamala are the police, but we need the police right now. You know what I'm saying?
Technically speaking, we do.
So you might feel like, oh, if you should call them the cops, then that's throwing shade. Like, no, we need the cops right now. We'll deal with everything else after they take out the person killing people and locking kids in cages and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to be a cheerleader for the DNC unless that's what you need on a personal level to get you to vote. Because if you're upset about the crime bill, if you're upset about it's not because you're voting for Trump. Is because you may not vote at all, which is preposterous.
Yes, sir. This nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga. That's
pretty. Yep.
Let me put a mask over all this truth.
Hey.
Man. First, I'm not the biggest fan of hers because. Like the whole, oh, well, that was her job. I'm like, that's what police say. I was just doing my job. That's what police say. And that's fine. Be the police. But when police show up, take out the gunman, do the thing that we need you to do. But let's not try to flip the script like with the exaltations. I think it's dope that black women get to see a black woman on that stage and what that does for... You know, for any black dude who saw Barack run, even though he's problematic and faulty, it was something about seeing him in that conversation that I, as a dude, have no right to say, man, this, that, and throwing all this hatred towards Kamala. Like, it does something to see your face or somebody like you on that stage. So I don't have a right to be like, oh, no, take her down. Like, no, she there to do a job, man.
I said that about my daughter because my daughter gets to see this. My daughter is six. And my daughter gets to see a black woman running for vice president.
Black women deserve that. They deserve it.
They deserve it. What were you about to say, Winston?
No, I was just agreeing with that. I mean, there was something to be said about seeing Barack for black people in general, but there is something completely different about a black woman seeing that. It's completely different about an Indian woman seeing that, an Indian person seeing that. You know what I'm saying? You're adding a whole extra level to this.
Hello.
we be dropping this shit all the time, bro. Like my sister was on the show. It's like it's so crazy to see a black woman running for vice president.
I cannot believe my eyes. I cannot believe my eyes. I cannot believe my eyes.
That was approaching Vicente Fox levels. I was like, okay. the album version. Okay.
Got the EP on this nigga.
Hey, man, look. That's the whole thing. This show, just as it's advertising the title, man, it's just two black nerds coming up here just talking that talk, bro. Like, just memes and fucking just being real and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
All right, so let's get some real shit going. Switch to our next subject. Again,
can I say one thing real quick about the video? Okay, can we talk about the Billy Porter video, though?
I forgot to show y'all this.
Good night.
But it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Think it's time we start. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Lines being drawn. Nobody's right, everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. We gotta stop. Children, what's
fam? This Billy Porter thing is off the rails.
Wait, when he stepped back,
what the fuck is going on?
When he stepped back at first, because you know when he on the green screen, he got to make sure he don't trip.
Speaking as a nigga with blonde hair, I'm all for eccentricities and being yourself. Yes. But this need to be clowned like that I'm responsible video.
Yes, yeah. It should. Yes, it should.
Like, but anybody gonna do that?
Of course not. And that's the one thing that I want. No.
Real quick before you say something, ain't nobody gonna do that, but we'll do it here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's the same argument that Jay, me and you have with each other all the time when we're doing something. There has to be a certain level of comfort with your collaborators, with your camp, with your people that you can take some criticism. That to me was kind of whack and out of touch, bro. Like, I'm just being honest. Like, I love Billy Porter. I think Pose is a great show. Sure. Like, Billy has done some amazing shit. That just felt so forced. And so that every time I look at it and I'm like, I consider myself a liberal and all that kind of shit. That's that shit where I'm like, maybe I should go over to the right, man, because that was whack as fuck. Yo,
if Trump dropped the ad today, clowning that video, wouldn't that make you go, fuck?
Damn. Yes. You would literally see that Trump video and find yourself going,
yes, sir, this nigga spitting.
Damn, nigga.
Because that'd be on the money.
I'm like, how you know how I'm feeling like that?
It's that it's literally that moment where, like, if your homie's in a roast battle and then the other cat, and then he says something whack as fuck, and then somebody else hits him with some sauce, and you're like, nigga, he kind of right though. Like, you just like,
when your boy, like, on speaker arguing with his girl, but she say some shit that makes him gotta go, like, all right, let me take you on speaker.
And that finger be so fast, like, oh shit, man.
I'll be like, damn, bro. It's spinning.
But Kristen pissed, bro. You see that? Super out of touch, people are angry, protesting the streets angry. Don't give me some kumbaya. See?
Yeah. That was trash. And look, like you said, I love Billy Porter. You at the war shows, all of that. But like now it's almost like we know what we're gonna get from you. You know what I'm saying? I got a Six Flags video somewhere. Me doing the exact same thing.
Somebody said Billy Porter was in the basement real quick and put up a backdrop. It was like,
bro, my cousin. I've never stopped making fun of my cousin. She got that SWV be right here shit, like her at the mall with the bubbles and shit. Right here with that old school green screen, just like flying.
Let's get away from that.
Ooh, that's a real comment right there. It screamed to appeal to them folks to be like, you know, I would vote for Obama for a third term if I could. That's exactly what that felt like.
Yeah.
That felt like those motherfuckers from Get Out that are like those kind of, we're liberals, but we're not. You know
the
what
first
I'm saying?
Thing was about Biden Republicans. Let's keep it a buck. Outside of Michelle, it was about, and even then, that a little bit too. So like, it wasn't, it's so much, man. Last night wasn't for me.
Sir, allow me to say this to you, sir, as a friend, as a colleague. Spit your shit, nigga.
my whole time, it was like homecoming in high school, and my whole timeline was the smokers and the Bernie supporters just clowning. They were just clowning all night at the whole, and then we got one of our guy up there. And we gonna clown him when we smoking weed with him later. Like as soon as Bernie come back to the cipher, we like, you know that was some bullshit, right? Like I know you had to do it. But come on, Dicker, that ain't what you talked to us about.
let's because this should have gone. We could talk the whole
time about it. We gotta go into our next one. This to me is my favorite story.
So this, I can't wait.
Let me have this, bro. Is that
you got your assets there? So
yeah, okay, I'm good. All right. So for those that are unfamiliar with what's been going on in the sports world right now, we didn't do game time yesterday because Roka had a big audition. So we're just gonna go ahead and cover what is arguably the best story in sports. So as you know, most of these athletes are in bubbles right now. The NBA's in the bubble down in Florida. Like the MLB's trying to figure their shit out, but they're trying to put their precautions in place. Well, the NFL started training camps, and they have isolated situations for their team members. So an undrafted rookie for the Seattle Seahawks named Kamal Sivarand. Sivarand is his name. Mm. Well, he's not cool with not getting no tail. You know what I'm saying? So he decided, here's a picture of him. He decided that he was going to figure out a way to get some ass while he was at training camp. And so what did he do? Well, my brother turned around and took the lady that he was trying to see and tried to dress her up as a player and sneak her into the bubble. Not dress her up as a staff member. Not dress her up as an equipment manager. Dress her up like a goddamn player, which spawned one of the greatest memes I've seen this entire week right here.
Put this on with it.
Ray, you are so freaky.
That's right. You know I'm freaky, girl. Go on. Put this on with it. Go on.
You sure?
Go on, girl. Go on. Pull it on. Go on. I like that look.
I'm bad.
Yes. Here, put this on with it. Go on, girl, put it on. Yeah, that shit on there. Come on. Just shove it on. Do it.
Bro,
yo, so you know how that happened. So then I saw the best meme to describe what he was released. He was undrafted, but he was officially
because they have to. You have to in the sense that first of all, it's not like he was the number one overall draft pick. He's not an established person on that team, but you have to send a message regardless. This shit ain't no motherfucking joke. Yeah, so if you're gonna try and
you know what the message is,
you better go somewhere and beat your meat.
You could get a membership on any of these sites, bro, and you like that's just like, dude, you're not even a, like you said, an important piece, and you gambling, you risking it all.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That what that is that if Jay shows up to Vegas with 10K and I show up to Vegas with 1K and we go up and we get on that table, I'm like, man, throw all 1,000 of my shit on there. Well, and ooh, double zero, yeah. You lost your motherfucking money. Like, that's not, you can't
do that. If I came on this show and talk crazy about everybody, y'all don't need me. Why would I, y'all can just cut me and go back. It'll still be the show. I'm not an integral piece of this show. Why would I risk it all?
No, and that's what's crazy to me. 1,000%. It's even from the standpoint that he wasn't drafted, which means he is fighting for his literal career right now, his entire life, and he wanted to risk it because he couldn't just deal with his shit. Like, that doesn't make sense. Because I'm sure you've been in the industry for a while, so I'm sure there have been instances where, like, you come in as a co-star or a day player or some shit like that. You're on your best motherfucking behavior, bro.
I've seen it too many. I've seen people get sent home because they got too comfortable
on Dude, set. Extras. Have you ever seen an extra out there thinking they a fucking star of the show?
No, I've seen an extra who might happen to know a crew member, so they think they plugged, and then they think they can go do everything, and people like, you should be over there. And then they next thing they find out the hard way. But this, you put yourself in that position. You put yourself in that position unnecessarily. Look, even Pete Carroll was like, yo, y'all gonna have to hunker down and sacrifice for what this is. If you want to do this, you gotta hunker down. Now, of course, you got the stars who may not be married or have a significant other. If they can sit there and do it to not really ruin no money, but
also, here's the other thing about it. This is what I think happened. We see this a lot in comedy. I feel like somebody told him, yeah, do that shit.
Oh, somebody for sure.
I guarantee.
He asked the older dude, like, hey, should I do this? Like, yeah, I do it all the time. Nobody gonna trip. Anybody gonna trip? I want
to B-U-S-S-Y. Make every nigga in the world want to dress fly. that song is legit. I mean, I just...
Somebody was like, yeah, do that shit. And they laughing right now.
Oh my God. Speaking of laughing, a graph came out. I forgot who made it, but a graph came out.
Look at this graph. Oh, you haven't seen
it. It talks about the income of a person making 100K for a 22-year-old, right? What 22-year-old is making 100K? But I want you to look at the breakdown. So for a monthly spending of $2,775. Again, this is, you're making 100K a year. The best part about all this is $20 on the internet. My shit just froze, and I still pay more than $20 for the internet. You know what I'm saying? Cell phone, $40. Where? How? Who? You know what I'm saying? So rent, $825. Again, what state are we talking about? Donation $615. Who making that many donations?
That's especially in this economy. I mean, shit, man. I'd be looking at this, and all I could think of is this.
Look at this graph.
You've never seen that before. That was one of the greatest memes of like 2011 or some shit.
How out of touch? You know, we talk about how out of touch things are. We talk about the DNC with the Billy Porter video. We talk about different things. How out of touch do you have to be for this graph to sit there and say, oh, a 22-year-old is automatically making 100K a year?
Bro, look at some of this shit here. The $20 on the internet is ridiculous. The $825 in rent depends on where the fuck you live. In California, if you buy yourself, nothing less than $1,200. Nothing less than that. And if you have roommates, maybe if you get a big of enough house, you can find something like that. Mm-hmm. If you're making $100K, I bet you're not trying to fucking live with four other motherfucking people. And on top of that, who's also paying for a house cleaner? Ain't nobody can afford no damn house cleaner right now.
But I don't know, not NAM house cleaner, that's only $30 a month.
Well, that's all. Unless you get like, Groupon.
What in the Suze Orman is happening? Like, is that for Lysol? Like,
right?
Like, is it a person or a thing that's $30?
Well, that's a Roomba. They bring it in your crib.
That's a Roomba. The house cleaner.
Who plays the house
cleaner? Who made the house cleaner?
Who did they survey for this? It's a great... Also, transportation. Now, that is a solid fucking point. Let's bring this graph back up. They said you only spend in $130. So if you have a car... And we fucking know this. If you have a car, my car insurance by itself here in LA is $170. Haven't been in no fucking accidents. It's just inflated constantly. That's just on that. That doesn't cover gas.
That means you drive like that old saying goes when they used to sell cars. This car was only driven by a little old lady on Tuesdays. That's how it goes.
Right. Listen. Exactly.
$825 for rent. I don't know what part of Boise, Idaho they living in.
That's what I'm saying.
Like you spending at least $1,000. If you make $100,000 a year, you spending at least $1,000 a month.
Also, $40 on cell phone, motherfucker. Do you have like one of them old ass fucking '90s bricks and shit?
Because yeah. Wait, first of all, you got to take the picture down while you did that because you sat there and had the whole.
I had the whole thing. I held it. Go ahead, you got it. You got it. I held the shit up like this. I was like, yeah, you walk around like this, like yo, hello, hey man, you call, yeah man, you hey, trying up, to be y'all? Out, hey, yeah, up, let's roll.
Hey, what up, y'all? Hey, what y'all on?
Hey, no. I'm ready to detonate a city block and come
in. Hey, Clark, hey, yo, is you plugged in, bro? Was you plugged in?
Yeah. I don't know why I'm talking about this. These phones that have speakerphone.
No. Hey, yes, no. Hey, your antenna ain't long enough, bro.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you right now. I think I know who came up with that graph. Did you ever see when Bill Gates was on? I want to say, because I remember seeing this on the internet, I think he was on The View, and they were playing a game of like Price is Right with him being like, hey, Bill, how much you think this Kraft box of macaroni and cheese is? He's like, oh, you can get a whole meal out of that? He's like, what, $15? They're like, nigga, what? And he's like, we're like, okay, how much do you think it is for this this thing of ground beef, 1 pound of ground beef? He was like, oh, meat. I mean, you know, that's got to be like $50. So, like, he must have been the motherfucker that came up with this because he's so out of touch with the shit.
Yeah, no. $40 for cell phone. What you got? You don't have a limited text message. You definitely don't. You don't have a limited internet.
Dude, Boost Mobile is pushing right now that you could get $35 per person if you get 6 lines. The only way you're getting down to $40 for your damn bill is either you work for the company or you in some sort of crazy-ass family plan and that's your cut. Yeah.
Breaking news, T-Mobile and Sprint, they didn't link up. Now they really about to charge us $200 a week.
Jesus.
They linked up, bro. They everybody.
They the two biggest robber barons in the game.
Streamlabs.com/blurreds in the hood/tip. Streamlabs.com/blurreds in the hood/tip. Kirsty Oliveria, thank you so much for your donation. Appreciate it. I just happened to see it, so I wanted to make sure I dropped that out there.
Let's hit this last story real quick.
All right. So look, this is a part of the show, Clark, I love each and every week. Because before I hit that part of the story, I got to introduce you to something since you're on the show. And it wouldn't be right if we had you on the show and we didn't show you this. The cat be funeral is a staple here.
I would have took that over to Billy Porter video. If the DNC closed on that.
Yo, why the DNC the dead cat in the box right now, bro? Yeah. Oh my God.
I take that over.
So we have a favorite part of the show that I like to do every week. I like to introduce you to an ode to Karens.
And now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen, and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
This is what happens when I have a lot of free time on my hands.
Okay? A lot of free time. So today we don't have any Karens. We have some Chads for you.
We have some Chads. Now, I didn't get to one Chad last week because after Winston left me, the brains just went off and I just went off the rails and then the show ended for YouTube. So this is the first Chad. You got to listen and pay real close attention to it.
People won't learn. These people won't learn. You're a bunch of idiots wearing masks. You know it's not real. Look at you fools. You got a fucking doily on your face, you retard. You look like you fucking got it off your mom's countertop. You look like an idiot. You're a child trying to make you wear a mask. You're a dork. Look at you, you giant fucking dork. What are you going to do? Come outside. Come outside and tell me how tough you are. Fucking little. I'll beat that fucking mask off your face like a fucking retard. Fucking pussies. Throw a bunch of punches wearing masks.
Loser. Goodbye.
Bro, it's Sprouts. Why are you walling in Sprouts like a
in Sprouts, my nigga?
Go down to fucking Inglewood and try that shit in a Ralph's and see what the fuck will happen to your ass.
But also, your teenage son had to carry you out. Trying to be, first of all, you can't be tough if your teenage son is picking you up like, come on, dad, let's go.
Both feet off the ground.
Off elevated. And then you poot when he carries you out. Like, you can't be tough. But again, these Karens and Chads are really entitled. And again, it's over one little thing, a face mask. Because again, we're the only country that's politicized.
Whoa. Did you see the day that Wuhan had a fucking concert?
Yeah.
They handled their shit so well. I know it was fucking tragic as shit when it obviously it all started there, but they had their 76-day lockdown, handled their fucking business, and had a fucking citywide goddamn concert because they haven't had any cases in weeks.
If I was into EDM, I would have been jealous, but I'm not.
But I was just into the idea of being half naked, surrounded by a bunch of different people, just fucking doing drugs and listening to motherfucking music. We can't do that no more. That shit done.
With for two and a half months, if we get our shit together, you know, we can do it for 2.5 months. We can have everything.
Nigga, you saying get our shit together and this is what we're dealing
people
with?
Won't learn. These people won't learn. You're a bunch of idiots wearing masks. You know it's not real.
Right.
You know it's not real, nigga. For real. You think we're going to get there? Come on now.
This is true. Again, it's a government hoax. It's all from the Democrats. Like, it's literally, like, the best part is always when you hear people go, this is all a hoax just to get Donald Trump out of office. So the world is in on this hoax to get one person out of office. Out of all the horrible dictators in the world is in on one person. But then... there was another Chad. This happened in London subway. Now, I'm not going to play the whole full thing for the first video because it's too long, but check this out.
Fuck you now, ain't it? Fuck you up!
That's popular, right? Billy Steele being an asshole. Well, in A Tale of Two Chads, Billy Steele was trying. It's popular to be racist. It's popular, all that, right? Well, check out what happened to Billy Steele, though.
Earth is black. Please, what? Well done.
'99.
Looks like somebody got their wish.
Yeah.
And Good night. Go to sleep, little Billy.
But somebody's so scared of black people. Y'all, these motherfuckers sure don't act like it.
I'm telling you, bro.
And they keep catching a mouth shot. When have they not caught one?
Hello.
They don't realize that, like, these hands are rated E for everybody.
Look, black dudes are finally justifiably and understandably upset. This ain't the time.
Nope.
Not the time.
Like, if this was last year, he was like, oh, why is he so angry? What happened? We didn't know. Nobody can say we didn't know anymore. That excuse is out of the window.
Completely gone. Absolutely gone, man. So
we got to let this ride early because Winston has to go.
It's okay. You guys, I mean, it's only 5 more minutes. So I'm just going to say goodbye. You can say goodbye.
Go ahead, say goodbye. Well, we can close it out.
We came in this together. We leaving together, man. This has been a great
6
minutes.
All right.
We came together. We leave together.
So Jay, let's do this. We don't need to plug our shit. We do it all the time. Y'all know where we'd be at. Game time will happen tomorrow on Outlaw Nation. We had to delay it because of John's. So let's just let Clark plug something. Then I want to play one more video for him, and we'd be out here. So Clark, tell us where they can find you. Where they can buy the mask. All of this stuff, man.
First of all, this is where you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. For anything at the Clark Jones. The podcast is Classic Black Dude. Send me a review. Fuck a listen sometime. Just go to my. That's the part. Hey. Fuck a listen to me. Check me out. Go there and leave a review.
White people do that all the time. They be leaving Yelp reviews on shit they never been to. Let's help a brother out, man.
Do it now. I'm obviously funny. Keep that energy. Go. Why are you looking on your computer? Your phone. Do it right now. Classic Black Dude Podcast. Tomorrow, this is the last one. I'm on the IG live for The Griot, interviewing Jameela Lemieux and talking about a lot of black women news. So I'm interviewing her tomorrow. Check that out on The Griot at The Griot's IG live.
Yes, all right, sir. I want this. Perfect. Check all of that out. You don't need to know about us. You already know Swaggy Blur, Mr. J. Watch. You know how to find us. I want to play in one more video, and then we're going to be out here.
God damn, she got some big titties.
Dad!
Who the hell is that?
Come on now.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Dad! Doja Cat.
Doja Cat. Damn, she got some big titties. God damn, she got some big titties. God damn, she got some big titties. Big titties, big titties. God damn, she got some big titties. God damn, she got some big titties. God damn, she got some big titties. Big titties, big titties. God damn, God damn, God damn, God damn, big titties. God damn.
Next week, don't forget, it's my birthday show going down live. My birthday show in the building. Our special guest, Kara Mahorn, the Blur Girl, will be here. We'll holler at y'all next week. Then we out of here. Winston, do it.
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.